And it's Colin Schmid pitching for Appalachian State. Number 21 out of New Bern High School in New Bern, North Carolina. The junior has got a 4.07 ERA and a 4-5 record. This will be his 13th appearance and 13th start. Does not have a complete game. He's gone 73 innings, given up 69 hits, 38 runs. 33 of those have been earned. Struck out 71, walked 31. Opponents batting .257 against him. And Colin Schmid got the victory in his last outing, which was that first game in the doubleheader against UT Arlington. In Arlington, he went 6 innings, gave up 7 hits and no runs. Struck out 4, walked 1, and a shutout performance as his bullpen came in behind him and pitched 3 innings of scoreless baseball. They won that game 5-0. And normally, Appalachian State does not score that much. In games that he's pitched, he's got a 58-39 run average. 58 runs scored against him, while his team has scored 39. He's kind of alternated between wins and losses in the last few weeks. He got the loss in his prior start against Little Rock, while picked up the win on the road at Monroe. And then looks like he picked up the loss at Louisiana before getting a win versus Troy. So if the pattern holds, he's due to pick up a loss. And we'll see if Georgia State can keep it going as Kendall Ford starts us off. He's a redshirt senior. 214 this season, no home runs, 8 RBIs. Number 2 from Decatur High School. Spent some time at East Carolina. The windup from Schmidt, the lefty. Pitch dives on him. That's a fastball. And it's 1-0. We talked about Kendall Ford in the pregame. He's got a 1-0 pitch coming. He's also played at Chattahoochee Valley. Comes inside 2-0. Schmidt, very much a slingshot player. What I mean is his left arm shoots way out. And then he kind of fires it back in. The 2-0, high, but catches the zone. It's 2-1. Ford has 24 strikeouts, and he's worked 15 walks, 8 RBIs, 4 doubles in his 22 hits. He scored 22 runs. So if he gets a hit, he's going to score. Of course, it's not quite that simple. The 2-1, well, that's going to be a hit right over the head of Welch. Welch kind of backpedaled a little bit like he was trying to judge if he should jump and spear it, ultimately decides not to. So we'll test that hypothesis as Ford aboard. For Justin Jones, and this will be his 180th at bat if it's official. 302, played and started in every game. He's played and started 47 of Georgia State's 48 games. 37 runs scored, 54 hits, 5 home runs, 24 RBIs, 12 doubles, and a triple. And Jones benefiting from with Ford aboard. So he's getting a lot more pitches to hit, and that one came in on him, but caught the corner 0-1. Again, Schmidt is a lefty. To right-handed batters, he's going to want to run in on them. Lefties, the ball's going to run away from it. And we'll see a lefty coming up with Nick Gatewood. Jones from Houston County High School up in the Warner Robins area. They'll throw to first, chase Ford back. Ford 13-17 on the stolen base paths. And we'll see if he's got the green light. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Looking over at first is Schmidt. That's where he's going to go. Chasing him back. Jones is 309 with runners aboard. Schmid, number 21, 6'1", 195 pounds, so a lanky hurler. Now he's going to come home, and Jones lines it to the left side. It's a base hit, and Greg Frady's going to send Kendall Ford to third. Justin Jones will take second. So Ford moves to third. Jones at second with the double. And runners at second and third, nobody out for Nick Gatewood. For Jones, that's his 227th career hit, 44th double. And he's played in 208 career games for Georgia State. As Gatewood, with a chance to put Georgia State on the board. Junior, 45 RBIs and 12 home runs. And he's a lefty, so that pitch is going to move away from him, and it does on the fastball, 1-0. He's out of Peachtree Ridge High School in Duluth, Georgia. A lot of room in right center, a lot of room in left center. They're kind of playing him to hug the line. Playing back, almost on the outfield grass, is Bailey Welch. And that's where he's going, into the gap on right field. And out the warning track, it will be LeShock who makes the catch. Ford will score. And Georgia State's got a 1-0 lead. Jones goes to third. Gatewood will pick up his 46th RBI. So again, if Kendall Ford gets a hit, Kendall Ford will score. And the Panthers aboard 1-0. Still had a runner at third, though, for Kilgore. Senior batting 320, this is 148th at bat. 47 hits in those 147 at bats, 11 doubles, 1 triple, 3 homers, and 24 RBIs. Schmidt keeps it high, but it gets in there 0-1. Another senior, he's out of Columbus, Georgia. Went to Columbus High School and spent some time at Georgia Perimeter College before Georgia State absorbed that school. 0-1 pitch with Jones over at third base, 1 out. And Kilgore pops it up. It's going to go into left center field. LeShock is there. Jones tags. Here he comes, and they're just going to let him score. Two sacrifice flies result in two Panther runs. And Kilgore picks up his 25th RBI. And Georgia State takes a 2-0 lead over the Mountaineers. Two outs and nobody aboard for junior Luke Leonard. Two homers, 21 RBIs. This will be his 48th start, 48th appearance. He's got 163 at-bats, 29 runs, 48 hits. Luke, a redshirt junior out of Grady High School in Atlanta. Batting from the right-hand side, Schmidt keeps it high, but it gets in there, 0-1. There's a little bit of a tail on that pitch. It kind of it was coming in on the right-hander. Now and then it just kind of scooted away from him. The 0-1 pitch from Schmidt, and Leonard lofts it to left center. Myers is there near the track. He'll make the catch. Georgia State picks up a pair of runs, and they do it on two hits. No errors, and nobody left on base. Those runs were earned. Georgia State jumps out to a 2-0 lead here on the Georgia State Sports Network.